Hey, what about Queensland? Felice Kaufusi is out. Cam, what sort of impact's that going to have on the squad, and who's a likely replacement?
Yeah, well, the thing you lose with Felice not being there is experience, and you know, he's held up his end in the first two matches, and you know, I think that's probably the key component that all the players need to look at with him not being here, given his family situation, his father being extremely ill over in the United States. But I think the likely one, and the name that has kept coming up throughout, you know, the last few days, you know, when I've had conversations with Bill Slater is Tommy Gilbert. And he had another really good game on the weekend. The Cowboys were strong. They had a really good victory against the Broncos. You know, and he's been sort of on the radar, I think, for the last 12 months anyway, Tommy Gilbert. He's a good young player. He's got great work ethic. Similar in some ways to Reuben Cotter with the way he plays. And he's coming out of a system where the way, you know, the Cowboys are playing at the moment, it's all on effort. And we know in State of Origin that's the type of players you need. You've got your X-factor players like your Ponga and, you know, your Cam Munster, but outside of those guys, you just need players in there that are going to, you know, make their tackles and carry the football and get the small parts of the game done really well.
Yeah.
So I reckon he's a really big chance. You know, along with, you know, other guys that have been in the 22 in the first two games, someone like a Tom Flegler also. But I think the advantage that Tommy Gilbert has is that, you know, he plays back row and he can play in the ruck also. So he's got that little bit of sort of advantage in front of a guy like Tommy Flegler, who's just a ruck player. So I reckon he's a real big chance of getting named this morning.
Mm. And for New South Wales, it looks like Payne Haas isn't going to play. Mm. The talk has been, well, certainly this morning, it's been that Jordan McLean is going to replace him. I was a little surprised by that. Mm. Matty, up at Newcastle, what do you reckon Dave Clemmer's got to do to get a look back in Origin?
Oh, it's one of those things, isn't it? Like missile, when your side's struggling, you get caught up in that a little bit. I what you're going to get with Dave. You know, he sort of marches forward, takes those meters. I just think at the moment, other people in just in better form.
And
as I said, being carried along in the wake of their sides playing better as well. So, yeah, it's unfortunate for Clem, but, the Knights had a good win the other night against the Titans, but apart from that, we're having a bludger of a year.
Yeah. Mm. Is a little bit strange, though. Regan Campbell-Gillard starts for New South Wales game one, but the talk is that he's going to miss out game three. Like, how does that happen?
Mate, we're very New South Wales. I know we're going SENQ the first time. I just want to let people know, right? Be extremely concerned. Don't marry anyone from New South Wales because we fall in love with new acquaintances very easily. Oh, mate. No. What you do is you just get rid of them. Right? It doesn't matter. Just get rid of someone. Bring someone else in. I mean, I mean, the best example, our greatest ever player, Andrew Johns, is, I think he's onto his third wife now. So, you know.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they picked him on the bench and then they picked him at hooker, but no, straight. Nah. I wonder if the stats are there that Queenslanders stay married longer than people from New South Wales. Wouldn't surprise me about that.
Well, I've been married now. How long, Trish? 25? Just get bored with the plant person.
Any response from Trish on that or that? Or
no, nah, she's busy putting the bins out. I'm not joking.
Oh, that is very good. Very good.